So as I mentioned a moment ago, the world, the global community has the opportunity to do something that perhaps has happened very few times in the history of world civilization, destroying the last bits of one of the world's most lethal viruses. In the history of civilization, smallpox would have way more than a chapter. It's responsible for the death of millions of people. Roughly a third of those who had infected down through time died as a result of the disease, one of the most virulent and killer viruses of all time. But it's a medical success story that the only human disease to be eradicated by vaccination, there is a small sort of supply of virus still left over from the eradication programs of the 20th century, and actually that began with the invention of the smallpox virus back in the 1800s. And the question now is, will the World Health Organization actually decide to finally eradicate the last live virus of smallpox? Joining us from Atlanta to continue this discussion is Betsy McKay, Wall Street Journal's Atlanta Bureau Chief. Betsy, good morning.
Good morning.
And this isn't an Atlanta story because it's the Centers for Disease Control is somehow involved in this?
Right. One of the two repositories of known remaining virus is the CDC here in Atlanta. Not too far away, but locked up pretty well. So, and the other is in Russia. So
I
there
see.
Are two known repositories.
And when might the World Health Organization, I guess they're meeting tomorrow, but what's on the table for them as far as making a decision is concerned?
Well, they'll begin a debate tomorrow. It's a small group called their executive board, and then they sort of set the agenda. The real the outcome of this will be in May when the World Health Assembly, which is a gathering of all of the member states, all of the health officials from all of the countries that belong to the World Health Organization, 193 countries gather. And what they'll decide is not whether to destroy or not destroy the virus. What they're deciding is whether to set a deadline to destroy the virus.
All right.
So they actually believe that it should be destroyed, but there are emerging beliefs that it should not be destroyed.
So a decision, non-decision, decision. Dr. Art Kaplan joins us. He's a professor of bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. And Art, you know, we've talked a lot about various medical ethics issues, and I would have to say that the decision to eradicate smallpox is a complete no-brainer. You want to do that, correct?
You absolutely want to do that, and it's a disease that you really can eradicate. It's not one like HIV that mutates rapidly and changes quickly. If you can get rid of it, you can get rid of smallpox.
And the definition of eradication was met in 1980. So what is the nuance that makes there a debate over whether to actually wipe out the final repositories of live smallpox virus? Art Kaplan?
I think there's still some fear that somebody may have a sample that we don't know about and could use it to ill purpose, since when you eradicate, you stop your vaccination campaigns, and smallpox vaccine has been dropping in frequency in the world rapidly because of eradication. I think there's some scientists, too, who think even though today we can understand the genes of the smallpox virus and maybe even synthesize it, we're in a situation where we don't really understand the behavior of the virus, and perhaps it would be better to have a sample to study just to really understand what the thing was about.
Betsy McKay, given our success with smallpox, why is there any doubt that should somebody hold on to a weaponized version of smallpox that we wouldn't be able to deal with it the same way we dealt with the smallpox starting in the 1800s?
Well, you know, as Art Kaplan pointed out, the big fear is that someone may hold a stock that we don't know about, or that someone is trying to weaponize it. And there is a vaccine against smallpox. It does have side effects, and it was known to kill about 1 in 1 million people, which was an acceptable risk at the time. But there's work going on to develop safer vaccines, and there's also work going on to develop antiviral medications, which actually don't exist yet. So it's all about building your defenses against a potential smallpox outbreak.
And Betsy McKay, Wall Street Journal Atlanta Bureau Chief, watching this story in Atlanta, where at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there is one of the repositories of live smallpox virus. Art Kaplan, is it possible to overstate the impact of the eradication of smallpox, given its impact on human history for thousands of years?
I don't think so. You know, I would say eradication of smallpox has been one of the two or three singular triumphs of public health and medicine. Smallpox was devastating to human populations over time, so getting rid of it is really a remarkable achievement. At the same time, it set the tone at the WHO and the World Health Assembly for polio, malaria, and many other diseases. The dream of eradication now guides those vaccine and disease elimination programs. Now, whether polio can be gotten rid of in the way that smallpox was or malaria is pretty controversial. But that smallpox example really has driven how we think about public health campaigns at the international level.
And Art Kaplan makes a very interesting point, Betsy McKay. That's a double-edged sword. In many ways, the success of smallpox is not replicatable with other diseases, and so it creates this myth that the eradication of smallpox is something we can do with almost any other health crisis around the world. True?
That is definitely true. And the attempt to eradicate polio has been very difficult. You know, there were certain things about smallpox that made it uniquely eradicable. It was very, very deadly, but spread in a controllable way, and it was possible to vaccinate people in ways that have been more difficult with other diseases. So it does build this expectation. The other issue is the whole question of what to do with the virus will now come up with every other disease that we eradicate.
Indeed.
Do we get rid of the polio virus? Do we get rid of, you know, all these other viruses? And there's the future that some are thinking about. I mean, some scientists
say,
we don't know what discoveries we'll make.
Indeed. Yeah. Betsy McKay, Wall Street Journal's Atlanta Bureau Chief, talking about the possibility that a deadline will be set as early as tomorrow to destroy the last remaining stocks of smallpox and the debate over whether to destroy or not. We also spoke with Dr. Art Kaplan, professor of bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania.